This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, good morning. My name is Nicholas Harry-Kellis. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet. You can also shop online at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 72, low of 54, partly cloudy skies. Then tomorrow, high of 67, low of 52 with a 35% chance of rain. And over the weekend, the high temperatures are going to be back in the high 50s. So it's going to get a little bit colder. And early projections say next week's going to be cold as well. So if you enjoyed the warm temperatures of this week, sorry, it seems to still just be a little bit of a tease. We're going to have more rain in the forecast, but you know, it's not just going to rain, it's going to be cold too. So that's fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. So Bailey Falter, he pitched yesterday, and not great. Really brings you back down to earth. You're excited when he was winning games, and then he gave up a couple of earned runs in his start. I mean, it wasn't a terrible start. Four strikeouts, four hits, five innings pitched. Then Hunter Stratton out of the bullpen gave up four to the Mets, and that was really when things blew up. And then Bednar. I didn't want to say this because I was teasing Crowley for panicking. I'm getting a bit concerned with a few aspects of the Pirates now. And Bailey Falter got the loss, which is unfortunate for him as well, because the Pirates, at least through his start, could have scored more than a run in this game. And I believe they scored first. The Pirates scored first in all three games. So that's frustrating when you see that, too. Like, you know, they had the ability to score early, and then the pitching couldn't keep them in games. So that's upsetting. And by the way, fun fact, Bailey Falter now 3-3. That's his record with the Pirates. He also has a career ERA of 4.70, so good on him. But yeah, I mean, the five innings that he gave the Pirates, that they were pretty solid innings. So the starting pitching, it's kind of reversed. It seems that the big conception was that the Pirates' bullpen was going to be the strong point and the rotation was going to need help. And it seems this year, or as it's happened so far this season, the Pirates' starting rotation, even without Paul Skeens, has been the stronger point and the bullpen has struggled. There have been players that we thought were answers that are not actually becoming answers. David Bednar, now, he wasn't pitching in a high-intensity situation, but, I mean, he was charged with the three earned runs that were given up in that eighth inning, so that's not great. You want to see him just get outs, and that's at time, too. Now, Jeff Hathorn illustrated this well a couple weeks ago. It's hard with Bednar, or it's hard with any closer, to try to, you know, have them get out there and work through it, you know, work through struggles, because the game's on the line when they're out there, so you can afford some mistakes with a player at the plate for sure who's just trying to figure it out. With your closer, like, you need a guy that can go in there and that can securely get you outs. So for him to go into a game now where, I mean, that was a great situation to put him in. You're down 6-1 and you just want him to get some outs and he gives up three earned runs. One point to look at that is, okay, that wasn't a high intensity situation. Maybe he would have chose better pitches if he were in that high intensity situation. But the other point to make on the other side is, well, you know, when you're more relaxed, wouldn't you want to take the opportunity to execute better or just make it feel like in your own head that it's an intense situation? So I'm starting to grow concerned more with the bullpen of the Pirates. The offense I'm a bit concerned with as well. Their run output wasn't fantastic this series. But they scored three in the first game, one 2 days ago, and then one yesterday. So that's not great for an offense that was really punching above its weight, it seemed, in the first couple of weeks of the season. And even if Bailey Falter would have just given up the two runs, I mean, Bailey Falter got hit with the loss. So, I mean, the Pirates weren't able to make up for the runs he gave up alone, let alone the rest of the runs that were scored. Although you change your approach in the later innings when you're not down by eight. So that's neither here nor there. The offense, though, in particular, there have been some players, Henry Davis being one of them. He had another 0-for-2 night, or another 0-for, I guess we'll call it, where, you know, he's not hitting, and that's a big concern. Jack Sawinski seems to be on the other part of his streakiness now, where he got hot during that Philadelphia Phillies series and put up another 0-for yesterday, 0-for-4. So the offense is one concern, and the bullpen is one concern. Aroldis Chapman did not throw in yesterday's game. I think he's had a couple off days now after he got ejected in game one of the series. So there's just some concerns. It seemed like for the past couple of years, I mean, the Pirates have had a good collection of players. It's just if one thing's working, another thing isn't. And it's all got to come together. I mean, there's no further analysis about that. There's got to be well-timed offense with a bullpen that can lock down games late, mixed with right now the only formula that seems to be working, which is the starters. Which is why it's extra frustrating now, too, when you think about it. Bailey Falter, 5 innings, not great, but he did well enough to win that game for the Pirates. Jared Jones, who seemed to have a lot more in the tank after the 5 innings that he was scheduled to pitch. You know, I feel like if you go out there or let him go out there and let him throw more, you give your team a better chance to win that game, not rely on the bullpen that's been struggling. So I think that makes it extra frustrating when you're watching. And Shelton talks about predetermined innings for some of the younger pitchers. I can understand from a perspective why they're doing it. But when your bullpen is clearly struggling, you know, put a little extra weight on your starters just to see how much they can handle. And, you know, when Jaron Jones got pulled and, you know, Bailey Falter, who pitched 5 innings, gave up 2 earned runs like that, the starting pitching seems to be doing well enough where you can rely on them to, you know, work you into winning games. But that's my two areas of concern right now, the starting rotation and the bullpen. So we'll see how they do. They're off today, and the Pirates are going to play the Boston Red Sox over the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.